You can imagine how my curiosity was aroused by this half-confidence about the other planets. I made a great effort, therefore, to find out more on this subject. My little man, where do you come from? What is this where I live of which you speak? Where do you want to take your ship? After a reflective silence, he answered, The thing that is so good about the box you have given me is that at night he can use it at his house. That is so, and if you are good, I will give you a string too, so that you can tie him during the day and not post to tie him too. But the little prince seemed shocked by this offer. Tie him? What a queer idea! But if you don't tie him, I said, he will wander off somewhere and get lost. My friend broke into another peal of laughter. But where do you think he will go? Anywhere, straight ahead of him. Then the little prince said earnestly, That doesn't matter. Where I live, everything is so small. And with perhaps a hint of sadness, he added, Straight ahead of him, nobody can go very far. I thus learned a second fact of great importance. This was that the planet the little prince came from was scarcely any larger than a house. But that did not really surprise me much. I knew very well that in addition to the great planets such as the Earth, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, to which we have given names, there are also hundreds of others, some of which are so small that one has a hard time seeing them through the telescope. When an astronomer discovers one of these, he does not give it a name, but only a number. He might call it, for example, asteroid 325. I have serious reason to believe that the planet from which the little prince came is the asteroid known as B612. This asteroid has only once been seen through the telescope. That was by a Turkish astronomer in 1909. When making his discovery, the astronomer has presented it to the International Astronomical Congress in a great demonstration. But he was in Turkish costume, and so nobody would believe what he said. Grown-ups lie like that. Fortunately, however, for the reputation of asteroid B612, a Turkish dictator made a law that his subjects, under pain of death, should change to European costume. So, in 1920, the astronomer gave his demonstration all over again, dressed with impressive style and elegance. And this time, everybody accepted his report.
Thank you for listening. 그리고 다음 타자는 경은언니입니다.